Aston Martin CEO, carmaker prepared for no deal, May's Brexit negotiations laughable. By Jack Montgomery on July 11, 2019. The CEO of Aston Martin says the iconic mark has planned for a no-deal Brexit and branded Theresa May's negotiations with the European Union laughable. Andy Palmer said leaving the bloc without a deal was not preferable, but that the James Bond-linked carmaker believes we know how we would cope with no deal. We've planned for that. The industrialist did not pull his punches on the failure of Theresa May's negotiations with the bloc, which resulted in a deal which did not actually produce a new relationship with the EU, but merely an extended transition for more negotiations in which Britain would retain all the obligations of an EU member state with none of the representation, in exchange for a so-called divorce bill running into the tens of billions of pounds. Mrs. May also agreed that backstop arrangement would come into force if the transition failed to produce a final deal, in which the EU would retain control over huge swathes of Britain's trade, state aid, and regulatory policy, and that this arrangement could be indefinite in duration and the British government unable to end it without the EU's permission. Mr. Palmer said the way the Remainer-dominated government had hashed out its negotiating strategy in public was not very bright, praising the hard-nosed EU negotiators who boasted that Mrs. May's deal would have turned Britain into a colony, as was our plan from the first moment. Mr. Palmer was even firmer on the subject of Aston Martin's preparedness for Brexit towards the end of 2018, telling the BBC that the company was impervious to the supposed threat of no-deal disruption. If a tariff barrier went in place, it would even itself out, and we would probably benefit from a weaker pound, he explained. We import and export cars everywhere, we know how to export and get across borders. Aston Martin did in fact activate its no-deal contingency plans in January, ahead of the promised Brexit date of March 29, which Mrs. May later aborted, the first of two delays to Brexit which she oversaw before her premiership unraveled. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.